Push Magazine. Young people banging on about young people. That's what Push Magazine strives for, a wonderful catalogue of local creatives. There's nothing luckier than the number 7. And Push Magazine are launching their 7th edition this weekend. Jess Lord from Push Mag joins us now on 2SER Breakfast Day. Jess, how are you?
Good. How are you, Danny? Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much for getting up so early in the morning when you're having probably one of the biggest weekends of the year.
It is going to be a big weekend, definitely.
Yeah, you're having a launch party for the new issue.
Yes, tomorrow we've got a secret car park party in Chippendale, actually. I'm going to leak a little bit of the location.
Okay.
There's going to be some bands, DJs, the magazines, and we're actually also doing some Christmas market stalls as well.
Christmas market stalls? Pray tell. Tell me more.
Well, I had this idea a while ago that I wanted to put on like a market stall event around December so that people would be encouraged to buy from like young local creatives for Christmas. And then, to be honest, I actually just thought, well, we've got the launch party in December as well. Why don't we bang it together?
Sounds good.
So, yeah, there's going to be some live music outside and then Christmas stalls inside.
Yes, and it looks like you've got stuff here from Alana Jane Studios, the florist, Das Juice with natural wine, Emmeline Morris, a ceramic artist, Fluid Perfumum, it's a perfumer. I've pronounced that wrong, haven't I?
No, I think that's right.
I bet I pronounced the person who makes bikinis correctly. They're Nip Slip.
Nip Slip, that's the one.
Yeah, and heaps of streetwear there, like from Sweet Dreams, Bitter Reality, and Skazoodle Rouge Store is there. This is wonderful. This is great stuff. This is a gift that'll last forever. Live tattooing.
Well, actually, that one has had to pull out, unfortunately. Oh. But we have a new one come in, Hope World, with some really cool candles that I'm really excited about.
Candles is probably the thing. I reckon if I was going to get my mum a gift and I had a choice between tattoos and candles, I'd go the candles.
I feel like the tattoos would have been really cool. But these candles, they're kind of freaky candles. I love them.
Yeah, well, there's nothing like getting the conversation started there around the Christmas dinner table than a new tat.
Exactly.
And, of course, one of the greatest gifts you can give anyone is issue 7 of the new Push magazine. What's in the new edition?
Yes. Okay, so all of the issues are actually a collection of interviews with people who we think are some of the best young and emerging creatives.
Yep.
So we've got Monique Chen, who runs Yonghan Jewels, a jeweler. She'll actually also have a stall. There's Tyler Kang, who's a filmmaker. Justina, who's an R&B soul artist, and she's going to be performing.
Yeah.
Driz, who's a rapper, and he's also going to be performing. Amanda Varr, who's an amazing street dance artist. Taylor Steele, who's a visual artist. And then Leo Whitehouse, who is a fashion designer, and he's on the cover. But basically, it's a collection of interviews with all of these different young people talking about their craft as well as kind of how they make being a young creative in Sydney work for them. So
intriguing interviews and some beautiful photography in there as well.
Yes, we're heavy on the photography.
The Push Mag Issue 7 launch is happening tomorrow from 4 p.m. at a secret location. If people wanted to find out more and get involved, where would you direct them, Jess?
You should go to Push Mag Sydney on Instagram, or you can just look it up on Humanitics, I guess, if you're not on the Instagram. And if you're on Instagram, then you go to our link in bio and you can buy a ticket there, but it'll just take you to Humanitics. So
beautiful.
Purchase a ticket, and then tomorrow morning we'll send an email to everyone saying the exact location.
And pushmagsydney.com to find out more about the magazine issue 7. You can cop it there online if you're not able to go to the event tomorrow.
Exactly.
Jess Lord from Pushmag, I really thank you for your time this morning.
Thanks so much, Daddy.